Thought today to speak about the magical formula of Krishna consciousness.
Danas sam htio govoriti o magičnoj formuli svjesnosti Krishne.
I know it sounds very dramatic, but it's actually very simple, but if you learn it, it will help you very much.
Znam da zvuči vrlo dramatično, ali zapravo je vrlo jednostavno, ako naučite, mnogo će vam pomoći.
This verse which we will here now speaks about two factors which help us to come to the platform of nishta bhakti, or bhakti which is unshakable by external influences.
Ovaj stih koji ćemo sad čuti će nam objasniti kako da dođemo do nishta bhakti ili postojane bhakti koja nije pod utjecajem vanjskih utjecaja okolnosti.
This verse is a very important verse in the Bhagavatam, which is very often quoted before lectures on this holy book.
Ovaj stih je veoma važan stih Bhagavatama i često se citira prije izlaganja na ovu svetu knjigu.
It says or talks about association with two very powerful sources of bhakti.
Govori o druženju sa dva vrlo moćna izvora bhakti.
The first is the transcendental literature, the Bhagavatam.
Prvi je transcendentalna literatura ili Bhagavatam.
And the second is the person who lives by the teachings of the Bhagavatam.
A drugi je osoba koja živi po učenjima Bhagavatama.
How should we approach these two sources of bhakti?
Kako da priđemo ovim dvima izvorima bhakti?
In a service mood.
U raspoloženju služenja.
People, please come sit with us. We have reserved some stolitsas for you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Vishna. Hare Bol Garane. You have just come in time. We should approach these two sources of bhakti not in a controlling spirit, but we should take a inferior position, that is a humble attitude of service.
Ovim dvijema izvorima bhakti ne bismo trebali prići sa stavom kontroliranja, već sa poniznošću i nuđenjem službe.
Yes. The reason is, if you want to have the blessings of reading the Bhagavatam and being together with a great soul, you must know that water always flows from up to down.
Ako želite imati dobrobit od Bhagavatama i druženja s velikom dušom, morate znati da voda uvijek teče od ozgo prema dole.
You can never get the blessings of God or his devotees if you try to take a superior position, but only if you take an inferior position, that is a position of service.
Milost gospodina i njegovih bhakta ne možete dobiti ako uzmite superiorni položaj, već uvijek inferiorni položaj služenja.
Let me ask you the question, how do you serve the book Bhagavatam? Do you dust it off or what do you do?
Da vas pitam pitanje, kako služite tu knjigu Bhagavatam, je li čistite prašinu, šta se tu zapravo radi?
You listen.
Slušate.
With rapt attention.
Sa budnom pažnjom.
That is a service to the Bhagavatam.
To je služba Bhagavatam.
In the Bhagavatam lectures we are not doing anything else than serving the great transcendental knowledge which has been passed down since time immemorial by giving it our rapt attention.
Što mi radimo je zapravo slušanjem, mi primamo to transcendentalno znanje koje prenošeno već drevno generacijama sa budnom pažnjom.
When you sit down for the Bhagavatam lecture, you are actually performing a devotional service.
Kad sjednete da slušate Bhagavatam lekciju, vi zapravo vršite predano služenje.
It's not that you are now enjoying a philosophical entertainment. No, you serve the Bhagavatam by humbly giving it your attention.
Nije da vi zapravo sad se nešto jednostavno zabavljate slušajući neke filozofske izlaganja, već vi služite Bhagavatam dajući svoju budnu punu pažnju.
And it is said that if you do this exercise, that is, you listen with full attention, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead will come through the channel of the Parampara into your ears and take his seat on the lotus of your heart. This is how it is explained.
Objašnjeno je da ako zapravo na taj način slušamo Bhagavatam, onda će gospodin ući kroz naše uši, preko tog zvuka u naše srce.
The same happens when you serve a great soul, a great devotee of Krishna.
Isto se događa kada služimo veliku dušu ili velikog baktu Krishna.
So we can now take this down, Dionysus, and in this way have an attention, an atmosphere of full attention. You can put it down. It looks. Imagine someone would make a photo. You can put it on the back. A little aesthetical knowledge. Molecule tone. So I just read this morning how even a criminal became purified just by rendering service to a great soul.
Baš sam ovo jutro pročitao kako čak i kriminalac je postao pročišćen služeći veliku dušu.
There was this great king, Bihambiya, who increased his treasury by plundering the travelers who came through his kingdom.
Bio taj veliki kralj Bihambir koji je pljačkao, koji je gumilao svoje blago pljačkajući jednostavno prolaznike, putnike.
And he heard that there was a bullock cart coming through his kingdom with big wooden boxes which looked like treasure boxes.
I čuo je da jedna velika volovska zaprega dolazi s nekim velikim kutijama, za koje je saznao da su kutije s velikim blagom.
He ordered his men to plunder these boxes opened them in the midst, opened them in the court of his palace after he had sealed all the doors so that no one would see him as he was enjoying the treasure.
Naredio svojim podanicima da opljačkaju to i da nakon toga donesu u njegovo kraljevstvo, nakon što se sva moguća vrata pozatvaraju, da on može osobno to gledati i uživati u tome.
Imagine his shock and his surprise when he saw that inside these treasure boxes there were handwritten palm leaf manuscripts of holy texts praising Krishna.
Zamislite samo kako se on morao osjećati kad je otvorio tu kutiju s blagom i zapravo unutra ugledao na palnom lišću napisane rukopise svetih knjiga.
He became aware that he had stolen the books of saintly people and he was afraid of the reaction.
Postao je svjestan da je ukrao knjige svetih ljudi i bojao se reakcije.
So he put all the books in the storage room and waited for his bad karma to take effect.
Tako je sklonio te knjige u svoje skladište i čekao je lošu karmu za te loše posljedice koje će ga stići.
And now when the devotees woke up in the morning and found out all the books were stolen, they went mad with separation and rolled on the ground. The books of the Goswamis have been stolen. Oh, we cannot fulfill our mission to bring these sacred books from Vrindavan to Maya, to Navadvip.
Tako bakte ujutro kad su se probudili i vidjeli da nema knjiga koje su oni oteli, počeli su plakati i valjati se po podu u agoniji. I misle, više nemamo naših svetih spisa koje smo trebali odvesti iz Vrindavana u Navadvip.
A letter of information was sent to Jiva Goswami, who informed all the great souls in Vrindavan.
I tada su informativno pismo poslali Šila Dživi Gosvami, koji je informirao sve ostale velike duše u Vrindavanu.
This shock was so great that Krishnadas Kaviraj Gosvami, who lived at that time together with Raghunath Das Gosvami at Radhakund, gave up his life in disappointment.
Taj šok je bio tako veliki da čak i Krishnadas Kaviraj Gosvami, koji je u to vrijeme živio sa Raghunath Dasom Gosvamijem na Radhakundi, je zapravo napustio svoj život u razočaranju.
Yes, he put the lotus feet of Raghunath Das Gosvami on his chest and cried, "Hey Rupa, hey Sanatan," and left his body.
Stavio je stopala Raghunath Das Gosvami na svoje grudi i napustio tijelo uzvikujući, "O Rupa, o Sanatan."
His sorry was, how would the devotees in Navadvip get the books of the Goswamis? Now they were stolen.
Mislio, kako će sada bhakte u Navadvipu dobiti knjige Goswamija kada su ukradene?
Krishna. So, one of the three devotees who took care of these books was staying back. The other traveled to the different places and searched for a whole year for the books.
Jedan od to troje bhakta koji su zapravo nosili, prenosili te knjige, ostao je na tom području i
yes,
za čitavu godinu je zapravo tražio te knjige po tom području.
Finally he got an information that the king of that kingdom, Vishnupur, might have stolen the books.
Konačno je saznao da je možda taj kralj tog kraljevstva Vishnupura mogao ukrasti te knjige.
So one morning he went to the place of the king.
Jedno jutro otišao je do kraljevog prebivališta.
The king was in a Bhagavatam reading.
Kralj je čitao Bhagavatam.
A priest called Vyasa gave the lecture.
A svećenik je zvan Vyasa dao je lekciju.
This devotee Srinivasa Acharya sat down and also followed the lecture.
Taj bhakta koji je Srinivasa Acharya također je sjeo i slijedio budno lekciju.
In the midst of the lectures he just protested, "This priest does know nothing about Krishna and Krishna's pastimes. He talks such nonsense."
Usred lekcije, tako slušajući, jedno sam ustao i rekao, ovaj svećenik ne zna ništa o Krišni i njegovim zabavama, on govori same gluposti.
The priest who was in the midst of his lecture felt highly insulted and demanded of the king that he imprison this newcomer to the court.
I tako predavač, svećenik, se strašno uvrijedio i rekao je kralju da odmah utamniči tog novo pridošlicu.
But the king said to the newcomer, "If you know better, then you explain the Bhagavatam."
Ali kralj je rekao, bhakti, ako ti znaš bolje, onda ti objasni Bhagavatam.
Then Srinivas Acharya began to speak.
Onda je Srinivas Acharya počeo govoriti.
His words were like pearls who had fallen on red velvet.
Baš. Njegove riječi su bile poput malih dragulja koji su padali na crvenu bašu.
Na dragulji, pearls.
Plišaj. Crveni plišaj.
Now you enter Grihastha Ashram and you will learn all this from your wife. Sorry. She will be able to inform you in great detail. Yes. So his words were just touching the heart of everyone in the court.
Njegove riječi su dirnule srce svakoga na tom skupu.
When the king heard how Srinivas Acharya explained about Radha and Krishna, tears of joy filled his ears.
Kad je kralj čuo kako su to izlaganje Srinivasa Acharye, suze radosnice su tekle iz njegove obraze.
For 6 hours they listened about the nectar of Krishna's flute.
6 sati slušali su praktički nektar Krišne flaute.
They listened about the nectar of the divine cup.
Slušali su o nektaru Krišne flaute i o nektaru božanskog para.
They listened about the nectar of the cows of Vrindavan.
Slušali su o nektaru krava Vrindavana.
And they listened about the nectar of the dust of Vrindavan.
I o nektaru prašine Vrindavana.
You must know there's five nectar in Vrindavan.
Morate znati, postoje pet nektara u Vrindavanu.
Radha, Krishna, flout, the cow, and the dust.
Radha, Krishna, flauta, krava i prašina.
You don't need more nectar.
Više nektara ne trebate.
He heard all this.
On je čuo o svemu tome.
And he decided, let me become a disciple of this saint.
I onda je odlučio, moram postati učenik ovog sveca.
Yes, and then he told Srinivas Acharya that he had stolen the books.
I onda je on priznao Srinivas Acharya da je zapravo on ukrao knjige.
He said, I feel sorry for this, but at the same time, I feel blessed, because if I would not have stolen the books, you would not have come here, and you would not have blessed me.
Rekao je Srinivasu kralj, kaže, osjećam jako veliku krivnju, ali osjećam istovremeno veliku sreću, jer da nisam ukrao ove knjige, ne bih imao sada tvoje društvo i primio tvoje blagoslov.
This is one of the many stories of how the association of a great soul has elevated a person.
Ovo je jedan primjer mnogih priča kako je društvo velike osobe uzdiglo uslovljenu dušu.
Now what is the blessing of a real what blessing should you try to get from a great soul?
A sada, kakav blagoslov biste trebali tražiti od velike duše?
You should try to obtain from him the key for the kingdom of God.
Od njega biste trebali tražiti ključ za kraljevstvo Boga.
This key for the kingdom of God is something which sounds very easy, but it's very difficult.
Ovaj ključ za kraljevstvo Božje izgleda nešto vrlo jednostavno, ali je veoma teško.
It's one of these mystical things, you know, which you only recognize at second glance.
To je jedna od tih mističnih stvari koju možete prepoznati samo ako dva put pogledate.
It's a secret which makes your bhakti go.
To je tajna. To je tajna koja čini da vaša bhakti djeluje.
It's a secret which protects your bhakti.
To je tajna koja štiti vašu bhakti.
This secret you must obtain from your spiritual master or a great soul.
Ovu tajnu morate primiti od vašeg duhovnog učitelja ili od velike duše.
See, there is something in bhakti which you must know.
Vidite, postoji nešto u bhakti što morate znati.
When you advance in any field, also in the bhakti field, there is a tendency that your self-esteem grows.
Kao i na svakom drugom polju, tako i na polju bhakti, kako napredujete, postoji tendencija za tim da se smatrate sebe vrlo vrijednim.
That is very natural.
I to je prirodno.
You feel some success.
Osjećate neki uspjeh.
You feel how you become more peaceful.
Osjećate kako postajete smireniji mnogo.
You feel how your heart changes.
Kako se vaše srce mijenja.
You feel also how you can master different situations of life much better.
I kako možete vladati mnogim životnim situacijama dosta bolje.
But be careful, in the last moment before you really make advancement, pride can come and enter your heart.
Ali u posljednjem trenutku, točno prije nego što ostvarite napredak, ponos može ući u vaše srce.
It goes so well. I'm such a realized soul. Look at me.
Ide mi tako dobro. Ja sam takva poznata duša. Pogledaj me.
And you forget that you swim in dangerous territory, that is in the ocean of birth and death.
I zaboravljate da plivate opasnom teritorijom oceana rađanja i umiranja.
This pride which will come will be like iron on your feet which pulls you down.
Taj ponos će biti poput velikih okova, čeličnih okova na vašim nogama u tom oceanu koji će vas povući dole.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami does something very interesting in the 17th chapter of the Adi Lila. He writes a verse where he says, I raise my hands in the air.
U 17. poglavlju Adi Lile si Četane Čeritamrite Krišnadas Kaviraj nešto vrlo zanimljivo nam kaže. On kaže, podignite, dižem svoje ruke u zrak.
And I declare.
I izjavljujem.
You know, what does this mean? Someone raises his hands in the air. He wants to capture our attention.
Što to znači kad neko podigne ruke u zrak? Znači, želi privući našu pažnju.
He feels he has something very important to say now.
Osjeća da sada mora nešto vrlo važno reći.
He has just explained that he says, everyone please hear me.
On kaže, svi molim vas počujte me.
String one verse on the thread of the holy name and wear it on your neck so that you can constantly remember it.
Nataknite jedan stih na niz svetog imena i objesite ga oko vrata tako da ga se stalno možete sjećati.
Yes. What is this verse which we should always remember?
Koji je to stih kojeg smo se uvijek trebali sjećati?
The verse which we should always remember is the mystical formula of Krishna consciousness.
Taj stih je zapravo mistična formula svjesnosti Krišne.
Tarinarabhi sunichena taroiva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sarani. Yes, you should chant.
Da, to trebate pjevati.
But love of Godhead will only come if you chant by following the instruction of this verse.
Ali ljubav prema Bogu će doći samo ako pjevate mantru sljedeći uputstvo ovog stiha.
One should think himself lower than the grass.
Osoba sebe treba smatrati nižom od vlati trave.
Insignificant in other words.
Drugim riječima, nevažnim.
One should learn to become more tolerant than a tree.
Treba naučiti biti tolerantnija od stabla.
And one should learn to not expect personal honor.
I naučiti da ne očekuje počast za sebe,
but be prepared to give all respects to others.
Ali biti uvijek spremna dati svo poštovanje drugima.
Only when you chant like this will you develop love of God.
Samo kad ovako mantrate moći ćete razviti ljubav prema Bogu.
An arrogant, intolerant, disrespectful fool will not get love of God even if he chants for millions of years.
Arogantna, netolerantna i budala koja nema poštovanja nikada neće moći razviti ljubav prema Bogu čak nekom milijunima godina pjeva i mantra.
So then when we go to a great soul, this is what we want when we want a drop of his mercy.
I kada priđemo velikoj duši, to je ono što želimo. Želimo tu kapljicu njegove milosti.
Yes. There is a verse which goes like this, a song which goes like this. Kripa bindu diya koro e dase tena peka atina sakala sane baladiya koro nijamane priyadilam. Gurudev, give this servant of you a drop of your mercy.
Gurudev, molim te, daj ovom tvom slugi kapljicu milosti.
Help me to become lower than a blade of grass.
Pomozi mi da postanem niži od vlati trave.
Let me be as you are without material desires and aspirations.
Neka budem poput tebe, bez materijalnih želja i aspiracija.
Make me respectful.
Učini me da imam poštovanje.
Yes. Then by chanting the holy name in great ecstasy, all my offenses will cease.
Na taj način, kad budem pjevao sveto ime u velikom zanosu, sve me uvrede će nestati.
Yeah. One of my god brothers once said, we will only come into the kingdom of God by crawling on our bellies.
Jedan moj brat po Bogu je jednom rekao, mi ćemo doći nazad kući Bogu jedino pužući na našim trbusima.
On our bellies we will go there.
Na našim stomacima ćemo otići tamo.
I remember there was once there's a cave in the Himalayan mountains where Lord Krishna personally appeared.
Bila ima jedna pećina u Himalajama gdje se gospodin Krišna osobno pojavio.
It's such a beautiful cave.
Tako prelijepa pećina.
You have to crawl for some time through a tunnel.
Morate neko vrijeme puzati kroz tunel.
On your belly, Ribuha. Otherwise you don't get there. You have to be very small. Haribol, Haribol. I'm coming into the cave.
Na vašem trbuhu morate puzati, morate postati veoma mali da biste došli do te pećine gdje se pojavio Krishna.
So the blessings are from a great soul is that we can actually realize our original position as a
Blagoslov velike duše da nam pomogne da realiziramo, spoznamo naš pravi položaj, to je da smo 10,000 puta manje od presjeka vrha vlati kose.
I will now make two very practical points.
A sada ću dati dvije vrlo praktične poante.
Prabhupada once showed us what is the duty, what he considers to be his duty.
Prabhupad nam je jednom pokazao što on smatra da je zapravo njegova dužnost.
He had come to New York and he walked with his disciples in the Central Park.
Došao u New York i šetao sa svojim učenicima kroz Central Park.
Who of you has walked in Central Park? Please raise your hand.
Ko je od vas šetao Central Parkom u New Yorku?
Oh yeah, I also walked. It's a very nice park.
To je vrlo lijep park.
I chanted often rounds there.
Tamo sam često mantrao krugove.
It has broad walking ways through beautiful lawns like this.
Ima prekrasne puteljke kroz livade.
And there are many attractions you can, you know, something which looks like a little mountain I saw.
I zatim ponešto što izgleda poput malih praplanina, brežuljaka.
So on a very ice cold, New York is so cold. Oh, Krishna. On a, it's as if the bura is there in the winter.
Yeah. New York je tako hladan kao da je bura.
Yeah. On a very ice cold morning, Prabhupada walked in Central Park with his disciples and displayed an unusual behavior.
I tako jedno hladno jutro šla Prabhupada šetao tim parkom sa svojim učenicima i ispoljio vrlo neobično ponašanje.
Whenever he saw a frozen puddle of water, he just left his natural path, you know, where he was walking, took his cane and crashed the ice.
Kad god bi negdje vidio zamrznutu lokvu vode, on bi napustio, otišao bi s puteljka i sa svojim štapom bi smrvio, razbio bi taj led.
You don't expect this normally from a sadhu to break ice.
Ne očekivate od sve te osobe da idu okolo i razbija led.
The devotees were amazed, but they felt it was maybe impolite to ask for the reason.
Bhakti su bili zapanjeni, ali malo im bilo neugodno da pitaju za razlog.
Why do you do this? It sounded almost skeptical or doubtful to ask such a question.
Bilo bi možda malo skeptično pitati takvo pitanje, zašto si to učinio.
But in the afternoon they talked about Prabhupada's unusual morning walk. He broke about 20 ice puddles. Then he saw another one. They talked about this.
Ali to popodne su razgovarali o tome. Prabhupada je razbio oko 20 takvih lokvi leda.
And they decided to ask to phone the Chicago temple where Prabhupada was before he went to New York and asked if there was something unusual in Prabhupada's morning walks.
I odlučili su da nazovu hram u Chicagu gdje je Prabhupada bio prije toga. Da li je nešto bilo možda neobično za Prabhupada u šetnji?
You must know wherever Prabhupada was, he would make a morning walk.
Morate znati gdje god je Prabhupada bio, uvijek bi imao jutarnje šetnje rano ujutro.
The devotee said no, he walked.
Morate bi rekli ne, jednostavno bi šetao.
But then this devotee on the phone said, there was something I couldn't understand. Prabhupada sometimes walked away from his path and smashed frozen puddles of water.
Onda mi mogli rekli, a što je bilo? Ne znam. Prabhupada bi jednostavno nekad skrenuo s puta i razbio bi razmrznute lokve s vodom.
So the devotees decided in the evening after the class to ask Prabhupada, why why he did this. Maybe there was a secret meaning behind this.
Tako su bhakte odlučili konačno da nakon večernjeg predavanja pitaju Šrila Prabhupada da li postoji možda neki razlog tajni za to.
It was not a skeptical question. It maybe it was just that I just wanted to know, was this some reason or not?
To nije bilo neko skeptično pitanje. Jednostavno, bhakte su htjeli znati šta je to, zašto.
When they asked Prabhupada for the reason, he became extremely serious.
Kad su Šrila Prabhupada upitali za razlog, on je postao ekstremno ozbiljan.
And he said, when he was asked, why did you smash the ice, he said, it is my duty.
Kad su ga pitali zašto je razbio led, Prabhupada rekao, to je moja dužnost.
The devotees were more bewildered.
Bhakti su bili još više zbunjeni.
Is this a new form of sadhana?
To je neki novi oblik sadhane, duhovne prakse.
Then Prabhupada explained.
Prabhupada je objasnio.
Originally, your heart is full of love for Krishna.
Izvorno, vaša srca su puna ljubavi za Krishnu.
But when you come into the material world, that love for Krishna gets frozen, it becomes by the ego.
A kad dođete u materijalni svijet, ta ljubav postane smrznuta pod utjecajem ega, lažnog ega.
It is just like water, or its original state is liquidity.
Kao voda, njeno izvorno stanje je tekuće.
But if there is an inhuman cold, it turns into ice. Momentarily.
Ako je tu nehumana hladnoća, ona se odmah pretvara u led.
In the same way our love for Krishna turns into ego. Hare Krishna.
Na isti način naša ljubav prema Krishni se tako pretvara u ego.
And it is the duty, it is of the spiritual master to smash it.
I dužnost je duhovnog učitelja da razbije.
I think the devotees who heard this explanation and saw Prabhupada in Central Park smashing ice will never forget it.
Mislim da bhakte koji su tada bili, tada vidjeli i čuli Šrila Prabhupada objašnjenje, neće to nikada zaboraviti.
In the association of a great devotee, you have to become humble.
U društvu velikog bhakte morate postati ponizni.
Krishna arranges this like this.
Krishna to tako jednostavno aranžira.
Because only then in this humble state of mind you can approach the kingdom of love.
Jer u takvom poniznom stanju uma možete prići kraljevstvu ljubavi.
Now it's very, very interesting that we can practice this humility in the association of the devotees of Krishna.
Vrlo je zanimljivo da sa poniznošću možemo prakticirati u društvu Krišnih bhakta.
The practical field of exercise in humility is the association of devotees.
Praktično polje vježbanja te poniznosti je zapravo druženje sa bhaktama.
In fact, a great soul will always see how is a devotee acting with other devotees.
Jer velika duša će uvijek gledati kako bhakta djeluje naspram drugih bhakta.
If he has troubles with other devotees, it's usually due to false ego.
Ako ima problema s drugim bhaktama, to je uglavnom zbog lažnog ega.
The devotees are often acting as mirrors.
Bhakte često djeluju kao ogledala.
Which show us what is wrong or what is good in our lives.
Koji nam pokazuju što je loše ili što je dobro u našem životu.
You usually meet the devotees who you need to meet.
Obično sretnete upravo bhakte koje trebate sresti.
You usually have the experience with the devotees which you need to have.
Obično imate iskustvo sa bhaktama koje trebate da dobijete.
Why do you need to meet devotees and have experience with them? Because they show you what is in your heart.
Zašto trebate da sretnete takve određene bhakte i imate takva iskustva? Jer oni vam pokazuju što je u vašem srcu.
But be careful.
Ali budite pažljivi.
Only if you are humble you are able to recognize it.
Samo ako ste ponizni možete to prepoznati.
There is nothing so painful as the truth, Ripuha.
ništa nije tako bolno kao istina.
The truth about ourselves.
Istina o nama samima.
I'm sorry I said ripuha. The reason why I say ripuha is because I'm so happy to see him.
Razlog zašto kažem ripuha, njega oslovim, je zašto sam tako sretan što ga vidim.
See, because it is so painful for us to face the truth of our own conditioning.
Tako je bolno za nas da se suočimo sa istinom naše vlastite uslovljenosti.
We develop psychologically a blind spot for our mistakes.
Mi psihološki razvijamo slijepu točku za naše greške, nedostatke.
And it is exactly this blind spot which covers our mistakes, which the mirror of the devotees will bring forth. Hare Krishna.
I točno ta slijepa točka koju mi ne možemo vidjeti, slijepa točka koja prekriva naše greške, je upravo ono što se vidi kad dođemo pred ogledalo društva Bhakta.
And we usually become very angry at the devotees.
I onda obično postanemo veoma ljuti na Bhakta. Vrlo, vrlo ljuti možemo postati. Ljuti.
In preaching I have noted something.
U propovjedanju nešto sam primijetio.
Okay, secrets of 35 years of practice.
Tajne 35 godina prakse.
Whenever you say something about to someone which is true, which he must improve, his first reaction will be disbelieving protest.
Prva reakcija kad kažete nekom uistinu što treba popraviti ili promijeniti je protest u nevjerici.
The more someone protests, the truer it was what you said. The more someone protests, the more it was true. That is my experience.
Moje iskustvo je što više neko se protivi tome i protestira, to više je to zapravo istina.
Believe me, I have many more, much more positive experiences in spiritual life, but I'm just saying on this point. Yes.
Vjerujte, imam mnogo više pozitivnih iskustava glede života, ali eto, htio sam iznijeti ove poante.
Because this illusion about ourselves is the effective chain to hold us in the material world.
Jer ova iluzija o nama samima je vrlo učinkoviti okovi koji nas drže u materijalnom svijetu.
This is the chain.
To je okov.
Aham mameti, I and mine, which is a production of false ego.
To su ti lanci, ja i moje, što znači produkti lažnog ega.
So when we meet devotees and then we are shown this in where our insufficiency is.
I kad sretnemo bhakte, tada možemo se ukazati gdje su naše greške.
So I wanted to now come to the magical formula.
Sada želim doći do čarobne formule.
The magical formula of a spiritual life is to serve the servants of God.
Čarobna formula u duhovnom životu je služiti sluge Boga.
Yes, to serve the devotees.
Služiti bhakti.
And help them advance.
I pomoći im da napreduju.
The moment you do this, you obtain so much blessings.
Kada to počnete raditi, odmah primite toliko mnogo blagoslova.
One is that you will naturally become very humble.
Jedan je da ćete prirodno postati veoma ponizni.
But other things are deep insights into spiritual truth.
Ali druge stvari su duboki uvidi u duhovne istine.
I want to tell you something about the Sarajevo yatra.
Vidio sam nešto i hoću vam reći nešto o Sarajevskoj yatri.
I remember there were times when it was very difficult for the devotees to come together.
Sjećam se, bilo je vrijeme kad bi bilo veoma, veoma teško baktama da se zajedno sakupe.
And all our temples, they were opened and closed after a few hours.
Svi naši hramovi bi se otvorili i nakon par sati zatvorili.
I'm exaggerating.
Malo preuveličavam da bi dočaro.
So much. Krishna, Krishna. Troubles.
Toliko mnogo međusobnih problema.
But now when I came to Sarajevo, I saw there is such a good atmosphere.
A sada kada dođem u Sarajevo, vidim tako dobru atmosferu.
Amongst the devotees.
Među baktama.
It is, they attract so many wonderful people to their community.
Oni toliko mnogo odličnih, jako finih ljudi privlače svoju zajednicu.
Like last program, public program, there was this film director. Do you know it? Do the devotees know their name here? You know? Srit is younger, not like Emir Kusturica. I met also Emir. He's a nice man. Yeah. Little room for improvement is there.
Kao ste susreli u Sarajevu tu jednu krasnu osobu tog redatelja,
Minister of Culture comes.
Zatim ministar kulture je došao.
Many very nice people.
Mnogi veoma fini ljudi.
I mean highly placed in society.
Mislim veoma visoko smješteni na društvenoj ljestvici.
They want to associate with the devotees because they amongst the devotees is such a dobro atmosfera.
Žele da se dođe družiti s baktama, jer među baktama je tako dobra atmosfera.
When I saw Kishori, she had two bags with her all the time.
Kad sam vidio Kishori, imalo je sa sobom stalno dvije vreće.
One is for giving presents and the other was for accepting presents.
Jedna je bila za davanje poklona, a druga za primanje poklona.
Because that is what happens in Sarajevo.
Jer to je ono što se dešava u Sarajevu.
Devotees give presents and accept presents.
Bakte stalno daju poklone i prihvaćaju poklone.
I don't mean now in a physical sense only, but Kishori had in the physical sense.
Ne mislim sad samo u fizičkom smislu, ali Kishori imala baš u fizičkom smislu.
Yeah. They talk with each other, they invite each other for prasadam.
Pričaju jedni s drugima i pozivaju jedni druge svako malo na prasadam.
They reveal their minds and they have kirtan together.
Povjeravaju si umove i imaju zajedno kirtane.
Every Friday is Nam Bhajan.
Svaki
Nam Yagya.
Svaki petak je
Friday or Saturday.
Svaki petak je Nama Yagya.
Yes, and
Drugi Bhajan.
You know, and if one devotee is in Malaysia, the other will visit him in Malaysia. Hare Krishna.
Ako jedan bakta u Maleziji, drugi će ga otići posjetiti u Maleziju.
You may say, well, this is the Bosnian mentality.
Možete reći, ovo je bosanski mentality.
They are a little warm-hearted.
Oni su malo tako toplog srca.
Yes. A little emotional.
Su malo više emocionalni.
If you tip a Dionysus like this, he will cry. With emotion.
Ako dotakneš Dionisa s prstom, on će plakati u emocionalnom zanosu.
You may criticize like this.
Možete tako kritizirati.
Malo sentimentalni.
Malo sentimentalni.
But what I'm speaking about is something else.
Ali ono što govorim zapravo nešto sasvim drugo.
It was not easy for them.
Nije im bilo lako.
They had to enter this experiment.
Trebali su proći taj eksperiment.
And I think it must have taken some years for them to come to this.
I da bi došli do ovoga trebalo im je nešto godina.
It's just the idea to try to help a devotee of Krishna.
Ideja je jednostavno pokušati pomoći Krishnom bhakti.
What does he need?
Što on treba?
Maybe an advice.
Možda savjet.
Maybe an inspiration.
Možda inspiraciju.
I felt like this yesterday. We had a very nice lunch prasadam and there was a very nice devotee grihastha who gave the other grihasthas nice advices about the grihastha ashram. It was such a good atmosphere.
Sjećam se jučer kad smo imali ručak prasadam, bio jedan bhakta grihastha koji drugom bhakti grihasthi davao vrlo korisne savjete. Bila je tako lijepa atmosfera.
He was experienced and he shared his experience for the benefit of the younger ones.
On je bio veoma iskusan i on je dijelio svoje iskustvo za dobrobit mlađih.
That's a service to devotees.
I to je služba baktama.
Yesterday I told in this old devotee meeting that you are so valuable, you have so much experience, you will always be the older devotees of Split.
Jučer sam govorio ovim starim baktama s kojim smo se našli. Vi ste stari bakte Splita, vi imate mnogo iskustva.
Like Jelko is always our older devotee.
Željko je uvijek naš stariji baka.
If you want it or not want it, it's a fact.
Htio on to ili ne, to je činjenica.
Like I will always be older to my translator in years, Mahajwala, yes, I will always remain older. He can never catch up with me in age.
Tak, kao što će uvijek ostati stariji od mog prevodioca, on me nikad neće moći stići u godinama.
Yes, most of you can never catch up with Ricardo in age.
Većina vas nikad neće moći dostići Ricarda u godinama.
He will always be older.
Uvijek će imati prednost.
In the same way as devotees, we are always older than the younger devotees and we have a responsibility towards them.
Kao mi kao bakte smo uvijek stariji od mlađih bakta, imamo prema njima odgovornost.
These are God searchers.
To su tragaoci za Bogom.
They have given up everything to try to become lovers of God.
Oni su sve napustili da bi pokušali postati ljubavnici Boga.
They may not know some details of life, practical life.
Oni možda ne znaju neke detalje praktičnog života.
So we should help them.
Mi trebamo pomoći.
Sometimes with advices.
Ponekad sa savjetima.
Sometimes with a shoulder they can lean on and cry when the purification is more intense than they imagined.
Ponekad trebamo dati rame da se naslone i plaću kad su pročišćenja teža nego što su uopće mogli zamisliti.
Sometimes with a slatki kuglica.
Ponekad slatkom kuglicom.
Slatkom kuglicom. Sorry, this grammar is very difficult. Yes, it's all right. sharing our rooms.
Dijeliti sobu. Prostor.
Invite them when we have guests. Come and sleep in our house. We have enough place.
Kad dođu kao gosti, pozvati ih u našu kuću, dođite, imamo dovoljno mjesta.
You will see this by making such experiences, Krishna will bless the devotees.
S takvim iskustvima će Krishna blagosloviti bhakte.
If you want Krishna's blessings or the spiritual master's blessing, just serve the Vaishnavas. It's very simple.
Ako želite blagoslove, duhovnog učitelja, blagoslove Krishne, to je vrlo jednostavno. Služite Vaishnave.
Everything will happen if you start there.
Sve će se desiti ako počnete tamo.
And in the process you will become humble.
A u procesu ćete postati ponizni.
Don't please let us be of no illusion. When you try to serve the Vaishnavas, you will also experience the mirror function of the devotees.
Nemamo biti u iluziji ili zavaravati se, kad počnemo služiti Vaishnave, tu će odmah doći ta funkcija ogledala.
That means you will become embarrassingly aware of your own shortcomings.
Postat ćete zapanjeno svjesni svojih nedostataka.
Embarrassingly aware.
Biće to zapanjujuće.
And you have to go through this valley of embarrassment.
I nekad ćete biti vrlo uznemireni s tim. Stiditi, biti postiđen.
Yeah, like when you become a little ashamed. Yeah.
Postiđeni, da, postiđeni.
In this way. But it's good.
Ali to je zapravo dobro.
A little while ago I read a conversation where Atreya Rishi, a devotee from Persia, informed Srila Prabhupada about the Islamic conception of going to heaven.
Nedavno sam pročitao pismo Atreya letter.
Atreya Rishi Prabhu. It's a conversation they had.
Razgovor se jedan između Atreya Rishija iz Perzije Prabhu i Šila Prabhupada o tome kako muslimani idu u raj.
Yeah. He said when you are almost in the Muslim paradise, the heaven or however they define it.
Muslimanski raj ili kako oni to definiraju.
It's actually very beautiful the way they explain it.
Zapravo vrlo lijep način na koji to objašnjeno.
There comes one abyss.
Dolazi jedan ponor.
With a very small bridge.
I vrlo mali most.
A small means narrow bridge.
Vrlo, vrlo uzak most.
Yes, uzak. Yes, it's very uzak.
Vrlo, vrlo uzak most.
So, from this abyss comes fire.
A iz tog ponora pramti vatra.
The uzak mosta has no railing.
A taj uski most nema držače, nema ogradu.
Now, do you know how to cross it?
Znate li kako ga možete prijeći?
You have to shut both of your eyes and run by and chant Allah's name. Al-Ramin means all merciful one.
Morate zatvoriti oba oka i trčati zazivajući Allahovo ime, znači sve milostivi.
You have to surrender.
Morate se predati.
You have to give up the concepts I can do something on my own.
Morate zaboraviti koncept ja mogu sam na svoju ruku nešto učiniti.
The Lord has to guide me.
Gospodin me mora voditi.
And Prabhupada said, very good concept.
Prabhupada je rekao, jako dobar koncept.
This is also what we think.
To je, mi mislimo također tako.
No one can come on his own strength to the kingdom of God.
Niko se vlastitim snagama ne može vratiti po kraljevstvu Božje.
He must have deep faith in Krishna.
Mora imati duboku vjeru u Krishnu.
Faith is born in the birth, in the womb of humility.
A poniznost se rađa u maternici poniznosti.
Someone who has no humility cannot be a faithful person.
Osoba koja nema poniznosti ne može biti vjerna osoba.
So this humility we can practice in the association of devotees. And you will see, my dear devotees, the moment you become dedicated to this, oops, so much blessings will come. So much. You will not believe, because there is no rational explanation how things change when you apply this formula.
A to se zbiva u društvu bhakta. Čim počnemo se družiti, služiti bhakte, nećete vjerovati koliko mnogo tu blagoslova dolazi čim počnete primjenjivati ovu formulu.
Yes, we know some types of explanation, like when you serve the devotees of the Lord, then the Lord is pleased, like a rich man is pleased when you serve his little son.
To je zapravo neobjašnjivo, ali postoje neko objašnjenje, kao recimo kada služite sina bogataša, onda će on naravno postati zadovoljan.
But I now mean the experience. You will not be able to explain what happens to you.
Ali iskustvo, nećete biti uopće sposobni objasniti što vam se to zbiva.
It's very interesting. If you want to spread Krishna consciousness to the outside world, spread it first to the inside.
To je vrlo zanimljivo. Ako želite svjesnost Krišne proširiti izvan, morate prvo proširiti unutra.
And the moment you do this, that means take care of the devotees who are already there, the outside world becomes attracted.
A kada to učinite tako što se preuzmete brigu u baktama koji su već tu, vanjski svijet biva privučen.
I was thinking about this when we had our lectures in the preaching center in Sarajevo.
Razmišljao sam o tome kad smo imali predavanja u našem provodačkom centru u Sarajevu.
There were so many people in this relatively big space.
Bilo toliko mnogo ljudi u tom relativno velikom prostoru.
You know, the windows were all full with how is it when so many people are there, how do we call it, steam, yes.
Zidovi su bili puni pare. Zamagljeni su bili prozori, koliko je bilo ljudi unutra.
When we opened the door, clouds came out of the...
Kad otvorili vrata, oblaci bi izlazili van. Pare, magli.
We opened it often, so the air was good. Yes.
Često bi to otvorili, tako da je zrak bio dosta dobar.
And you know, they were when we had finished our programs, they were talking so loud, you know, because they had to almost scream to have a conversation because there were so many people.
Kad smo završili s predavanjem, oni su međusobno tako glasno razgovarali, morali su čak vikati da bi se čuli od zbog drugih.
That's why my voice is gone, because I was always preaching after the lecture. But everyone was so enthusiastic, they were not noticing it, you know.
Tako nakon predavanja sam teko izgubio glas, jer sam morao toliko vikati da bih s nekim pričao, jer svi su tako pričali.
No one wanted to go home.
Nitko nije htio ići kući.
Such a positive energy.
Takva pozitivna energija.
Yeah. Now I was thinking, what if someone comes by and sees this?
Mislim sam se, što ako neko prođe i vidi ovo?
There are people sitting on the floor.
Ljudi sjede na podu.
Laughing, crying.
Smiju se,
you
plaću.
Know, our devotees very intensive, no? You know.
Bakte su vrlo intenzivni,
emocionalno. Yelling, talking.
Gore, viču.
What would be the reaction of these people?
Kako bi bila reakcija tih ljudi prolaznika?
I can guarantee you, they would try to come into the room.
Garantirano bi pokušali doći u tu sobu.
Because everyone knows when the energy is right between people.
Jer svatko to osjeti kad je energija među ljudima dobra.
Let me give you an example from your own life.
Dat ću vam primjer iz vlastitog života.
You know, when you, before coming to Krishna consciousness, you walked through the town of a through a different town where you were not before, and you came by a restaurant which was jam-packed.
Znate, recimo, iz vašeg vlastitog života, kad idete u nekom gradu gdje prije niste bili i dođete u restoran koji je potpuno pun.
People would talk, animated.
Ljudi govore.
You would prefer, you would think, here's this happening.
Reći, šta se ovo zbiva?
Here are some interesting people.
Ovdje su zanimljivi ljudi.
Let me try to get in.
Hoću pokušati ući unutra.
You wouldn't go to a very lonely restaurant.
Nećete ići u neki usamljeni restoran.
Where there is a nice, you know, everything is like in the forest, no one is there.
Je sve kao u šumi, nema nikoga.
You would not do that.
To nećete učiniti.
This is normal human reaction.
To je normalna ljudska reakcija.
We want to go where people are who have a very animated Krishna conscious atmosphere.
Želimo ići tamo gdje su ljudi koji imaju vrlo ispoljenu atmosferu svjesnosti Krishne.
Yes, we would try to go in that preaching center and somehow find a spare square centimeter to sit down.
Htjet ćemo otići u taj preaching center i naći nekoliko centimetara kvadratnih da sjednem.
Yes. So, my dear devotees of the Split Temple, I want to encourage you to think more deeper about this point.
Moji dragi bhakti iz Splitskog hrama, želim vas ohrabriti da dublje razmišljate o ovoj poanti.
It's good for your own, developing your own spiritual life.
Dobra je za razvijanje vašeg vlastitog duhovnog života.
Good for inspiring others.
Dobra je i za nadahnivanje drugih.
And Krishna will become so satisfied.
Krishna će postati tako zadovoljan.
It's something you need to deeply think about.
To je nešto o čemu trebate duboko razmišljati.
It has to come from the heart, this effort.
Taj trud, napor treba zapravo doći iz srca.
You have to realize we need each other.
Trebate spoznati da trebamo jedni druge.
That's why I was so inspired yesterday when we had this meeting with the older devotees.
Zato sam bio tako nadahnut jučer kad smo imali taj sastanak sa starim baktama.
The devotees reacted so nicely.
Bakti su reagirali tako lijepo.
There was a very moving scene when what is his name? Nishinga Vapu embraced his previous wife, Mahojwala.
To je bila tako dirljiva scena kad je Narasimha Vapu zagrlio Mahojwalu.
They had not spoken to each other for 10 years, that's what I heard at least.
Barem sam čuo da oni nisu pričali jedno s drugim 10 godina.
Then Krishna Jivani could not compose her rock and roll mood any longer. She cried also.
Krishna Jiva isto više nije mogla zadržati svoje roke, no raspoloženje, proplakala je.
Vikrama cried.
Vikrama je plakao.
Manisha cried.
Manisha je plakala.
And I took my special switch so that I don't cry.
A ja sam prodisao posebni prekidač na sebi da ne plačem.
Because you could immediately feel it was the right thing to do, to call these devotees together, appreciate, and they immediately felt also how their energy came beyond all these whatever differences are there and come to the Duchovne platform where we think, yeah, we are all trying to somehow develop in Krishna consciousness.
Možete vidjeti po rezultatu kako je to svakako bilo dobro da se bhakti tako skupe zajedno, jer na neki način svi smo negdje u našim nastojanjima da dostignemo svjesnost Krišne.
I feel here in Split, if you give this more intention, a revolution will come.
Mislim, ako više date pažnje tome ovdje u Splitu, revolucija će se desiti.
And then you will see, you will not only get a marble temple, you will get a golden temple.
A onda ćete vidjeti, nećete dobiti samo mramorni hram, već zlatni hram.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I want to end here.
Ovdje želim stati.
This was a very practical lecture.
Ovo je bila vrlo praktična lekcija.
Devotee lecture.
Bhakta lekcija za bhakte.
Hare Krishna. This evening we will have a Gauranga evening where we will hear the beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
A ovu večer ćemo imati Gauranga večer kad ćemo slušati o prekrasnim zabavama gospodina Chaitanya.
How did you like the slides, if I may ask? Was it giving you some joy in your heart?
Kako smo se svidjeli jučerašnji slajdovi, da li su vam dali neku radost u srcu? Hare Krishna.
It has a very special place. Have you seen? Please see, next time you come to Mayapur, jump in a jeep and go there.
Sljedeći put kad dođete u Mayapur, skođite u jeep i dođite tamo.
6 hours away from Mayapur.
6 sati samo od Mayapura.
And greet the dolphins from me.
I pozdravite domaćine. A delfine? Pozdravite delfine za mene.
Hare Krishna. I feel it's a good time now to end because all of us have a long day before us.
Mislim da je sada dobar trenutak za stati jer svi imamo pred sobom dug dan.
Because we are a little late, I think I will not take questions at this time.
A pošto smo malo kasno, nećemo imati pitanja.
But we will have a class, an earlier class tomorrow, where I say goodbye to all of you.
Ali sutra ćemo malo ranije imati lekciju ujutro, kad ću vam svima reći s Bogom.
And latest at that time we can try to answer any questions which you have.
I tada možemo odgovoriti što više pitanja koja budete imali, znači sutra.
For now, please think today and tomorrow about what you will do with my lecture in your life.
A danas i sutra molim vas razmišljajte o tome što ćete učiniti svojim ovim lekcijama u svom životu.
As I said, it's a practical lecture, not a theoretical lecture.
Kao što sam rekao, ovo je praktična bila lekcija, ne teoretska.
So it calls for action.
I zove na djelovanje.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Yeah.